episode 1218, How to Love an Imperfect Spouse.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend, and guess what? It's Relationship Builders Day, which means it's all about how to love an imperfect spouse. With summer around the corner, yes, you're probably going to be spending a little more time together with vacation, so we got to learn how to love that imperfect spouse. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the best prescription for your marriage is learning how to love an imperfect spouse. It's not about what your spouse does right, but what is done out of love. And it all comes down to you. It's all by you. None of us are perfect. We live in a fallen world with mistakes and messes to clean up on a daily basis, and that's not including the house. Yeah, those dirty dishes and laundry and, you know, vacuuming and dusting, none of those dust bunnies count. We're just looking at what we do with our own life. But if you think you can change your spouse, let me deflate your optimistic bubble right now. You control only you. And no matter the bribe or even if all the stars align up perfectly, you cannot change your spouse. Unfortunately, too many people enter marriage nowadays with the thought that he'll come around. I just know he will. Well, that coming around will only happen when your spouse is ready to change. They have to make the decision. It's not up to you. I know you would like it to be up to you. I can hear you rumbling now. Gosh, Christiane, if I could just get him to do, all right, you're there. Now, wait a minute, though. I want you to block that out of your mind for a moment and listen a little bit deeper. Now, understand that both the husband and the wife are called to love and respect their imperfect spouse. Yeah, did you know that? God tells us we're supposed to love our spouse and give them the respect that they deserve. And yes, you are imperfect. Now, don't be surprised. I can name about 10 things I did that were imperfect today. And that's just thinking over the last few hours. So yes, we're all imperfect. Well, the Bible says in Ephesians 5:33, it talks about how the wife must respect her husband. It reads, "However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband." In 1 Peter 3:7, it says, "Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect." So you're called to love and respect your spouse. But you know you can't change him or her. You know you can't do that. So if you have that in your equation, how do you love an imperfect spouse? Well, it all starts by loving yourself first. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Start loving you first. Think about what you call out on your spouse when it comes to pointing out the flaws. Usually we are drawn to what bothers us in others because it bothers us in ourselves. Now, this realization may sting a little, but really think about the gravity of that statement. All right, what you see in somebody else as a flaw, you notice it. Why? Because you notice it already within yourself. You just may not have internalized it yet and brought it to the forefront of saying, yeah, this is where I fall short. If you are pointing something out in your spouse, trace it back to where it is reflected in your life. Now, it may line up apples to apples, but there will be some distant similarities too. Your obsession may be different from your husband's, yet there are still similarities on how you handle it. For example, you may love to collect shoes. Who doesn't love to collect shoes? And your husband loves to collect guitars. Now, they are very different, yet similar in how you each care for them and that obsession. So your husband may love guitars and you may love shoes, but it's not about the items that they are. It's how you care for them. You don't want your three-year-old coming in trying on those Jimmy Cho shoes that are like, you know, she's got the little foot, and then she puts on the shoe, and oh my goodness, what happens? You break down the heel. Well, that doesn't help, right? Because then when you wear it, it's not going to work right. Just as your husband doesn't want your girlfriend, when she comes over, taking his guitar out and playing it without permission because he puts it back a certain way or he dusts it off, whatever it is, right? Your things may be different, but your obsessions are still there. So you have distant similarities. Once you understand the imperfections you don't like within yourself, then you can start loving you first. And it's important. We have to love ourselves first, because if not, we automatically build up a brick wall. If you don't love the way you feel in your body, you can't love your spouse in their body. Think about your sexual intimacy right now. Do you really feel all that sexy? Or do you kind of go into the intimacy with the idea of being very reserved and a little bit of timidness that shows up? It doesn't matter how long you've been married. It's there. It's a reflection of how you feel about yourself. That's why it all starts with you. You have to start loving you first. There's a verse in Matthew 7, verses 3 through 5. It talks about us pointing out the flaws in someone else. And it's really important that we understand that when we are pointing out the flaws in someone else, we too have flaws within ourselves. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? That's the whole idea of pointing fingers. We have to come to the realization of loving ourselves first. So what? We can take care of that plank, and then in turn, we can help our brother. It's incredible how that works. And I know because I've lived it out. I truly have lived and walked this out in my own marriage. I was uncomfortable with who I was as a woman. I had birthed 5 children. I didn't really feel all that sexy anymore. And it's not that we weren't having intimacy. It's not that. But I just didn't feel it. And that left a big burden in our marriage. It was rough. And it was rough on both sides. It wasn't just one or the other. At times, I'm sure it was more difficult on him than it was on me and vice versa. But ultimately, there was something in there that was stopping us. And I would do what? I would sit there and look at him and going, oh, he doesn't appreciate what I do. Which probably in turn, he was doing the same thing. Well, she doesn't appreciate what I do. We each saw each other's speck, but we both were carrying our own planks. It's important that we love ourselves first. You want to love your imperfect spouse? You have to start loving yourself. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And it starts with 3 things. Number 1, respect. Number 2, forgiveness. Number 3, appreciation. You have to respect yourself. And when you're talking shameful, hurtful words to yourself, when you look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh gosh, I just hate those thighs. Okay, we all hate our thighs, or we all hate something about our body. But when you say it every single day, or you mention it 3 or 4 times a week, there's an obsession there. And you're telling yourself what? You're not worthy. You don't have what it takes. So no wonder why my spouse isn't attracted to me. Whatever you want to say, but you know what? You have to respect yourself for where you are. Maybe you're not right where you want to be, but it's respecting yourself for whom you're becoming and for whom you belong to. Whose are you? You're a child of God. That should be enough, but I know it's not enough because I am a realistic person when it comes to our earthly brains, and we can't go down that avenue. It's hard for us to realize that. So we have to really work hard at respecting ourselves. And women, we are the worst at it. Men, for some reason, they can get over it faster than we can as women. You've got to work on respect. Number 2, forgiveness. You have to have forgiveness for yourself when you mess up. Because I already told you, I probably messed up already 10 times within the last few hours. But it is what it is. Now, do I try not to mess up? Of course. But we're going to say things. We may do a little look. And those 10 things may not be huge. It's not like I did something, you know, horrible. But maybe I made a comment that I shouldn't have underneath my breath. Maybe I gave a look that I shouldn't have. Maybe my tone of voice was wrong. Those are three things right there. Well, all of those three things, you can move to the next hour in another conversation and it all stand out. Well, there you go. You have six things already that's wrong. Yeah, we're imperfect. Again, we've got to take care of ourselves. So we have to be willing to forgive ourselves after we respect ourselves. We have to respect ourselves first. Then you can forgive yourself. I know that's kind of a weird transition there, but it's important. If we can acknowledge who we are and love ourselves at the beginning with respect, saying, okay, I don't like exactly where I'm at, but I can love and respect whom I'm becoming. So you've got respect, forgiveness, and number three, appreciation. Appreciation for what? For all the amount of goodness. You got a lot of good in your life. In fact, you've got a lot of greatness in your life. But what happens? Yeah, you're focused on what you can't do, where you fall short, and you're focused on everybody else's faults and flaws. You've got to escape that roller coaster. Don't get on that ride anymore. There's other adventures out there for you to enjoy. That's not one that you want to partake in. Philippians 4:8 says this, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That's appreciation for you. You've got to have that for yourself. Once when you get all of those three working together, like an oiled machine, guess what? You can start loving your imperfect spouse perfectly. You can. Respect, forgiveness, appreciation. It starts with you. You are worthy and you can do this. Now, I know it's tough. I've walked these roads. And I'm telling you, I still fall. And I have to come back and go, oh my gosh, okay, what were you doing there, Christy Ann? What is your problem? And I have to sometimes have a heart check. And sometimes God taps me on the shoulder and says, Christy Ann, are you watching what you're doing? Have you heard the words coming out of your mouth? What about your tone of voice? It's time to relax and chill out. It's amazing that we can work so hard. And you know what? For a long time, maybe you can go weeks to months at a time. And then all of a sudden a season hits and you're like, rawr, rawr. It's like, you know, a cat every single time. It's just mad. You know what a mad cat looks like, right? Okay. You've got that picture in your head. Well, that's what you look like when you're caught in the season that doesn't have respect, forgiveness, and appreciation. You don't want to be that mad cat. And sometimes it's just for a moment. And other times it's for a season. But a lot of times it's hard, and it's hard to do it by ourselves, and it's hard to recognize that that's what we're doing. My husband and I have come a long way to the point where we can call each other out on things and not get our feelings hurt as much. Do they still get hurt sometimes? I'm honest with you. Of course they do. Why? Because it's personal. So if you don't feel a little bit of hurt, then I would say, question mark, are you really human and are you breathing and alive? Because you are going to have and feel some hurt. But it's the way you handle it. It doesn't trigger a reaction of attack, but a reaction of love. And there is a difference. Maybe you want help with searching out where this is in your marriage and how you fit in, how you can start loving yourself first so you can love your imperfect spouse. I want to be there for you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Maybe you've never experienced coaching. Maybe you've been thinking about it. Maybe it's been 2 years in the making and you're like, oh man, now's not the time. It's almost summertime. I don't know if really I can get anything done. You know what? If you don't start today, tomorrow's going to come. And then guess what? The next day's going to come, Lord willing. And then the next day's going to come. And what happens? You just keep putting it off. Where are you getting? Nowhere. Make the decision today and say, you know what? I want to love my imperfect spouse perfectly. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you. Now, I know this is a lot of information thrown at you at one time, and it's not easy. And what I want to tell you is be patient with yourself. I want you to listen to this over and over again. You know, even if it's just a portion towards the very end after the kiss, start loving you first. You are worthy. You need to hear that over and over and over again. Start loving you first. You are worthy. It's respect, forgiveness, and appreciation. You've got this. You can turn it around and you can make a marriage not just a piece of paper, not just a ring on your finger, but a relationship, a heavenly relationship ordained by God that is totally, oh my gosh, just out of this world, extraordinary here on earth. You want to experience that today? Go out and start loving you first and see your marriage changed. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.